Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now we're going to do that thing where we sit around and we remember some guys. Who wants to do this? Jump on the phone lines. 803-0550. It's Friday.
Name some dudes.
Yeah, this is remember some Ravens, remember some Chiefs, remember some Vikings.
Yep.
NCAA Tournament Edition. The criteria is simple. Someone not known for their NBA exploits. Michael Jordan is not an answer here.
Right. Neither is someone that I remember his March Madness run, but Steph Curry is now going to be remembered for being a Warrior.
That's right.
But him and Davidson.
Got them to the Elite Eight.
Got them as a 10 seed, maybe.
Right. This is Remember Some Guys, NCAA Tournament Edition.
Yeah.
So
not Steph Curry.
Usually these conversations lead us to, weave in and out, just have a good college basketball vibe.
Yeah.
I'll start. And yeah. I started with one. This is bad. This would be like remembering somebody from the Carolina Hurricanes of 2007.
Geez.
Because my first...
This is the Mike Commodore equivalent?
Sure. Yeah. Tony Delk. Tony Delk hit 6 three-pointers in the 1996 championship game against Syracuse for Kentucky. That game, by the way, was at the Meadowlands, just to give you an idea of how much bigger the tournament is.
Yeah.
They used to play it in basketball arenas. Now they play it at...
Stadium.
The Superdome.
Yeah.
Tony Delk. Jeff Shepard also on that team, I believe. And the 1996 Kentucky team took down Syracuse. Cinderella story.
How about Jimmer Fredette at BYU?
How many of these are going to be names? Like good names. Jimmer.
Jimmer
Fredette.
Oh, I got a couple that are good names.
He had a decent NBA career, right? Somewhat. Wasn't it injury problems? He played.
He plays. I think he's a superstar in the Chinese league.
There you go.
More than he is in, the NBA. How long did he play in the NBA? He's 36. How long ago was he playing for BYU? Clearly, 16 years ago.
You're going to feel old now. I'm ready again.
Yeah, go ahead.
Mateen Cleaves. Michigan State's Mateen Cleaves.
Okay.
Mateen Cleaves, point guard, Michigan State. I think they won a national championship. Teddy DuPay, Florida.
How about Ron Baker, Wichita State? That's only from a couple years ago. That was a good one.
If you give us a call, we'll get to your call very fast. Move along. Yes, we'll be listing names, but let's just, what memories does it conjure up for us?
Keep it going. How about Adam Morrison from Gonzaga?
Cried.
Yes. Balled his eyes out, right?
He also had a decent NBA career.
So, I looked at him in the break, his NBA career.
Bulls?
He goes third overall to the Bobcats.
Okay.
He plays 1 year. Then he's out for an entire season, goes to the Lakers, and he's out of the league in 2 years.
I guess he never played
for
the Bulls.
No NBA career whatsoever.
Mateen Cleaves, Teddy Dupay.
Morrison, by the way, mustache and long hair is what he'll be remembered for.
Khalid El-Amin.
You're naming guys I've never even heard
UConn.
Of.
UConn. I hated Khalid El-Amin. He was so good.
UConn, again, this is going to be a good NBA career. Let me go with the guy that didn't have a good NBA career. How about Shabazz Napier?
All right.
For UConn. Point guard. Could shoot from anywhere.
Remember some guys. Rob is up. Let's go, Rob. What do you got?
Hey, so I'm a UVA alum, and back in their championship run in 2018 or 19, I forget which year, but Kyle Guy hit three straight free throws on being fouled on his three-point shot at the buzzer against Auburn in the Final Four, and then they won that to make it to the finals and win. And then that same, I don't even think he made the NBA. He might have been on like the G League or something. Now he's an assistant coach with UVA or was. So yeah, he had a great college career, great run, finally got over the hump, but yeah, I don't think a lot of those guys even made it to the pros.
His name was Kyle Guy?
Yeah, yep.
Rob, you might win Remember Some Guys because you actually are remembering a guy. So
yeah, there you go.
Thanks, Rob. Sean with a elite reference here. Sean tweeting in, Harold Arsenault. Harold the show Arsenault, Weber State. Great poll. Johnny Flynn.
Oh, Johnny Flynn went above Steph Curry in the NBA draft by one pick. Johnny Flynn.
And Paul.
From Niagara Falls.
And, yeah. How can I forget Paul? Paul, also Niagara Falls, played at Syracuse.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, man. This one got pushed out of my brain. Tyus Edney, UCLA.
RJ Hunter, Georgia State. His dad was the coach, fell off his stool. With a torn Achilles after he hit the game-winning shot. Amazing moment. Literally, his dad is on a stool. As his son hits the game winner, he throws his arms up and he falls backwards. All time.
Doug Edert from St. Peter's a couple years ago.
I'll take your word for it.
I don't know that one.
What? That's part of remembering some guys. You're not supposed to.
Come right.
on. I mean, you're not going to remember Martin.
You don't remember St. Peter's, the Peacocks making the run?
I remember them winning as a 15 seed. I just didn't remember any of the players.
Doug Edert was like the guy. He had like the weird mustache, and he was just hitting threes all day long.
If you've got a mustache, you're going to be more memorable.
That's true. Did you? Yeah. By the way,
that's why I remember who Adam Morrison is. It's only because of the mustache.
Did you see the guy that transferred to St. Bonaventure yesterday?
Yes.
He looks like Bill Walton. In prime Bill Walton years. 6 foot
it's 10.
It's
Bill Walton reincarnated.
It's Bill Walton.
Yeah.
Marius Yanulis. Deep pull for Syracuse fans out there. Jason Cipolla, whatever.
What's the bullpen got? Anything? How about
the bullpen's going to have a lot
of those
of
UB
here.
Guys from a couple years ago, like Nick Perkins.
Okay.
Yep. And C.J. Massenburg.
C.J. Massenburg. I used him in conversation recently.
C.J. Massenburg?
I did.
Okay.
Can I tell you how C.J. Massenburg came up in conversation?
How did he come up?
I was talking with our friend Nick Mandola about an idea that I had once that maybe Vegas is the answer to this. There should be a business where guys that are retired or, you know, you're not making the NBA, but you're C.J. Massenburg. And pros and Joes kind of scenario. Mm-hmm. Like you and I, we want to play around with some really talented people.
Yeah.
I want to throw an alley-oop to a person. So, like, we'd get a couple of buddies, we'd go play 5-on-5, and there'd be two D1 athletes on our team. And we just, you know, you go on a little vacation. McDavid, he does a residency at the Palms when he's done, and you just get to go skate with McDavid. He just plays, and you're like, man, that was amazing. He's not in the league anymore, but it's kind of like the MLS for soccer players, except it's for fans. It's a little further down the line. Messi, he's 52. And he'll just dance all over your face because, you know, you want that experience of having shared the field with him.
Someone messaged in Giddy Potts.
Oof.
That's Middle Tennessee State who pulled an upset on Michigan State like 10 years ago.
Paul Harris.
Giddy Potts, though, was a great name.
Thank you to everybody in the chat. I'm sorry. I couldn't. I just
Paul Harris?
Couldn't get to Harris. Paul Harris played at Syracuse, too. Paul Harris and Johnny Flynn. Oh, Sal's ready. Sal's ready.
He's going to be good at this.
Yeah,
Sal's going to be better than me at it.
Sal and I will try not to endlessly name Big East players back and forth, because that's, I'm sure, what we want to do with a lot of Syracuse references. Sal, we're remembering some guys.
Yes, that's exactly like I'm thinking, oh, my God. And I know how much you hate UConn. How about Hashim Thabeet?
How tall was he? Five?
He was very early picked, but he lasted only a few years in the NBA. He was great.
He didn't really play in the NBA.
UConn's got so many names. Emeka Okafor.
7'4" for Hashim Thabeet.
Rip Hamilton was so good.
I was thinking Providence. God, Sham God. One of the greatest names ever. And he was great. But he didn't really go very high in the draft. But anyway, a lot of people in Western New York know Jeremy. And of course, Paul Harris, obviously, as you said, with Johnny Flynn. And James Starks was on that team, by the way. They were the number one team in the country from Niagara Falls High School.
Yeah. Well, Terry DeHaer.
Unbelievable. Terry DeHaer. Now we're going way back.
Yeah.
And that's a good Big East reference, right?
Yep.
I miss all those and that time period. Going all the way back to those guys in the Big East. So I just wish it was, like it used to be. Yeah, this is just fun. I mean, there's a lot of guys. Teddy DuPay, by the way, he was a legend in Florida. I believe he went to Cape Coral High School because I was living down there at the time. And then he went to Florida, right? I think that's where he's from. But you're right. He was a major name.
Who else is on that Florida team? Udonis Haslam, maybe? Or Marcus Haslam?
What years is this?
That's Joakim Noah. That's like the Florida team.
Was that Noah? Was that the Noah team?
I think so.
Noah wins the national championship at least once for them.
Where did Jason Williams go? Was he a Florida guy? Wasn't he Florida?
Ooh, yes.
He was.
Jason Williams was... you're right.
Not the point guard from Duke.
No, you're right. Another Jason one. Williams is Florida. Yeah, 97-98. Yeah.
Right. I mean, those are some good teams then. UConn's got a ton of them because they were just a really great program. And then a lot of guys, in Syracuse, obviously, we could go. I mean, I don't think that, Lawrence Moten, I think, is the all-time leading scorer at Syracuse, right? Yep. I think so.
Good old poetry in Moten. Teddy DuPay was before the Florida teams that won it. He was like two.
Okay.
Yeah. The Florida teams that won, it was Al Horford.
Yeah.
And
Noah.
Corey Brewer.
Corey Brewer.
Yeah.
Corey Brewer.
Remember some guys.
What about what kind of a NBA career did Mateen Cleaves have from Michigan State? He was phenomenal in college.
I don't even remember.
I don't remember where he got drafted, but he was awesome. You know what?
Yes.
Was it Cleaves and DuPay? Did they get tangled up and somebody stepped on somebody's ankle? Is that why I had those two real close to each other?
Oh, maybe. Could very well be.
Oh, speaking of stepping on ankles and things like that, Grayson Allen from Duke a couple years ago is really good for this. Didn't he kick somebody every other game?
Yeah.
Arizona, they had Simon. What was his first name? Simon.
Miles Simon. Simon Says Championship.
Miles Simon, thank you, yes.
What?
That's Miles what Jim Simon. Nance's line was, Simon Says Championship.
Really?
Yep.
That's a great line.
Yes.
It is a great line. They were the first team to beat 3-1 seeds on the way to a championship. Arizona.
Wow. Oh, my God. Unbelievable.
Doug McDermott from Creighton is a good one here.
Nice.
Kemba Walker, UConn, obviously, winning the national championship.
Wow, Kemba, though. I mean, Kemba have a decent NBA career, if I remember correctly?
He's had a good NBA career, yeah. I feel he's one of these that's close. Like I mentioned off the top, Steph, who sat at Davidson, that was awesome, but then, of course, he's blown it away in the NBA. I don't know that Kemba's NBA career outranks. He was insane when they won the national championship.
Yes.
He was easily the best player.
Yep.
Like I feel like if I'm him, I would want to be remembered for that more.
I've got two more names that just came down the pipe on Twitter. Kevin Pittsnoggle, West Virginia.
That can't be a real name.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Pittsnoggle.
Kevin Pittsnoggle was like a 7-footer that shot threes. Wow. And then I love this name. Like, again, he was one of the best players in the tournament. Juan Dixon, Maryland.
Oh, man.
Great pull.
Yeah, they win it. They win it in 2002. Syracuse wins it in 2003, and then they play each other in 2004. Syracuse wins in 2004 against Maryland in the NCAA tournament. I was a big fan of those Marquette teams, because the way they played. There's some guys on those teams. I really love Marquette, the mid 2000s. Jeremy, remember them when they came into the Big East? And I really like the way they played. Pitt had some dudes too. Pitt had some dudes.
Yeah.
How about Taco Fall from UCF? 7'6".
Who is...
Yeah, that was pretty recent.
That was a recent one.
Great picture of Tracy Wolfson with Taco Falls. He goes up to like his knee.
Sal, who is on the Vermont team? JD.
Not in Jigba. That's sounds like that. Now Mocha Jiba. Mopa Gia.
Okay.
Mopa Jiba is his name. But that was there was another kid and he was just, oh my God, now I can't.
TJ Sorrentine. This is
the Vermont team that knocked Syracuse out.
It's a great time of the year because if you do have a team in the game, if you like, you know, anybody, Syracuse, Duke, this is where a person you've never heard of is about to ruin your life.
I'll give you a great one here, Jeremy. I don't know if you remember. While I'm at Syracuse, they lose to UMass. Harper Williams for UMass hits a three at the top of the key that just like kind of sunk it there. At that moment, you're like, oh, my God, the season's over.
Is that Marcus Camby's UMass team?
I believe.
Carmelo Trevieso?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Sal, thanks for calling. You're heading out to Wayland right now, huh?
Headed out to Wayland Brewery. We can keep this going.
Yep.
John Scott's going to be out there at 11 with me. He's a big college basketball fan. His Dayton team beat Syracuse in the tourney, if you remember, a few years ago.
Oh, I remember. Mm-hmm. Do you think you could get him to admit on the record that it was the worst officiated game in the history of recorded sports?
We will try to do that today. I will definitely ask John. He'll be joining me at 11.
It was a crime.
Wait, no. That was not worse than the Ohio State game in the Elite Eight.
Okay, maybe that's the one I'm thinking of. Right? It was against an Ohio-based team. You're right. No, you're
top two ever.
You're right. It was Ohio State, not Dayton. Dayton, Syracuse didn't show up. Ohio State. There was even a whistle where the refs blew a whistle and then had to get together and say, "Why did you guys blow the whistle?" And nobody knew why. That's how bad the game was. They were just blowing whistles.
The reason why you're confusing because John is a big Ohio State fan.
But
he graduated from Dayton though, so that's why. But you're right. Bring that up to him.
Tell him I hate both of his teams, but I like John. That's okay.
I'll be out at Wayland Brewery for the Extra Point Show at 10 a.m. Come by, everybody. We're going to have a good time today. Extra Point Show 10 to 12. The games afterwards, food, drinks. John Scott's going to join me at 11. We'll have Pat Malacaro on at 10:30 to start talking baseball and the Bisons, by the way, who open up next week.
Yeah. Very good. Thanks, Sal. We'll talk in a bit.
You got it.
Sal's on the way. What's better than remember some guys? DeJuan Blair, D. Brown, Illinois. The chat going off. We got more calls. Greg in Lockport wants to remember some guys. Hey, Greg.
Hey, I say anybody from the 85 Villanova team, but I'll just pick Ed Pinckney for one.
Ed Pinckney. That 85 Nova team beats Georgetown in the final?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Dwayne McLean, Gary McLean, Harold Jensen, just a crew.
Awesome. Who's the Villanova player that I remember the most? Let me think about that for a second. I mean, it's funny. My wife asked me yesterday about like the tournament. Did you have a team growing up? And I think she meant like someone that I liked there. And I'm like, well, Syracuse. I grew up in Syracuse.
Yeah.
So I rooted for Syracuse since I was six. Then I went there, and so Villanova. Who is the Villanova player I remember the most?
Yeah.
Because Nova was a I got to think about it. Georgetown, I've got a lot. St. John's, I've got a lot. Pitt.
I don't know that I think of an individual from Villanova. I mean, there's the Knicks are doing this where they actually had a commercial. All the Villanova guys play for the Knicks now.
Yeah.
The ones that won the national championship, like Brunson and Bridges and
Archie
Hart.
DiGiacomo?
DiVincenzo.
Okay.
But what's before that for me? Like, what's 10 years ago Villanova? Or 15 years ago?
Kerry Kittles. Thank you, Sal. Kerry Kittles is Villanova.
Kyle Lowry is Villanova,
yes, he
isn't
is.
He? Yeah.
Mike in West Seneca, remember some guys. What's up, Mike?
How you doing, guys? Going way back, 1970, Final Four. University of Jacksonville had Twin Towers, Artis Gilmore, and Pembroke Burroughs.
Pembroke Burroughs. What a name.
What a name.
What is this, Jacksonville
Lanier
State?
St. Bonaventure in the regional final.
Okay.
When Lanier got hurt.
Okay.
Everybody seems to think that they would have won with Lanier, right?
Well, they probably had a good shot. UCLA was, you know, on their streak, though. Going to be their fourth or fifth in a row then. But they didn't have Jabbar. Jabbar had already graduated They had Sidney Wicks and Curtis Rowe and all those boys. Mm-hmm. So,
thanks, Mike. Oops, sorry. Did I cut you off? You got more?
No, I was just saying Pembroke Borough is quite a name.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Mike. In the chat, someone's kind of blown away. We haven't said Christian Laettner.
That's not the game.
The idea is to kind of go obscure. If I say, let's remember some Ravens, and you're like, Lamar Jackson, that's not exactly it.
I guess he fits in that he is definitely more remembered for college than the NBA.
He did play for Team USA.
And, as a college player.
Yeah, and he did have an NBA career that didn't quite match. But you're right, fine. Couple more names here, and good ones. O.J. Mayo.
Oh, yeah.
Ramil Robinson.
Who's currently serving a lifetime ban in the NBA.
Ramil Robinson. Okay. And
O.J. Mayo is Villanova?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And I've got a double. Yeah, okay. Here's one for you.
Who's the guy that hits the national championship shot?
Like for who?
For 5 years ago, for Villanova.
Jenkins?
Jenkins, yeah.
Is that right?
That sounds right. Should we know that answer? Someone hit a game-winning buzzer-beater national championship shot for Villanova.
Chris Jenkins.
Chris Jenkins?
Yeah, okay. Chris Jenkins.
All right.
I've got another deep pull name. Again, this is like, let's all remember when we were 12.
Yeah.
Ramon Ramos. Mm. He was a player for Seton Hall. Seton Hall, who made the national championship game and lost to Michigan in the national championship.
Okay.
Close game.
How about Andrew Nicholson for St. Bonaventure?
Yeah.
They lost to Florida State in the first round, I think, his year. He also, I heard, this was recent, a couple months ago, Draymond Green on a podcast got a question about, like, where he went in the draft, and Draymond, they asked him the question, can you name all the guys at your position that went ahead of you? And he went on a tangent. He's like, I'm not even going to read the list to you. And he went on a two-minute tangent about why Andrew Nicholson going in the first round was like the biggest, like that was the thing he got most mad at when he went in the second round.
Everybody's got something. Draymond's still carrying around Andrew Nicholson?
Yes. Draymond, by the way, Michigan State. He was a college basketball name much more than NBA prospect, and then of course he had an amazing career.
The chat's got Bryce Drew.
Who's that?
Oh man, Bryce Drew?
I don't know Bryce Drew.
Whoa. Bryce Drew has the argument, I think, for the best buzzer beater. That's Valparaiso. Valpo, the play.
Oh, that's one of the Gus Johnson calls, I think.
I think it might be, but what it is it's the perfectly designed play. Valpo.
Valpo.
Valpo's game
Ole
winner.
Miss.
Whoever they beat, sure.
Yeah,
that's
Ole Miss.
Where they run that play, and when you are in a gym with your friends, you run the Valpo play. Valpo.
It's Ted Robinson on the call, not Gus Johnson.
Chris Brown texts in, Billy Donovan and Pop Lewis from the 86 Providence squad.
Billy Donovan, like Florida's Billy Donovan?
I guess so.
I mean, I guess I could have guessed that he was a player before the coach, but I did not know that. If that is the same, same individual.
Point guard at Providence. He went, he was a third round pick in the 87 draft. Remember some guys. We left anybody out we need to? A million others.
I'm trying to think.
This is one of the things about this segment that we used to do this on Fridays for Football Fridays. On one level, it's supposed to be kind of like bad when you just call and list things. However, I think, personally, limited to a time of just doing this, remember some guys?
Yeah.
I think it's just so fun. What else do we do? Right. What would we do? What would we do if the three of us were driving to Boston today? We would do this.
Yes. That's right.
My friends and I, on trips in high school, we used to try to remember the starting 9 positional players of baseball teams.
Yep.
Like, all right, let's do the 94 Braves.
Another fun thing to do is always make up like the hypothetical teams. Like, oh, what if the Mario characters were a football team? Who would play what position?
Yeah.
That's the best part of road trips.
Oh, here's a good recent one. Luca Garza from Iowa. Monster, giant eyebrows.
Yeah.
Distinctive character. Who's the... He's an NBAer now. The Gonzaga guy with the mustache and the headband. That was the last couple years, right?
Not Drew Timmy. Drew Timmy was a Gonzaga guy who was there for 100 years.
Yeah, the guy that felt like he was there for a decade.
The Gonzaga guy with the mustache and the headband.
Those in the chat that are wondering, yes, this is a Joakim Noah Buffalo Braves jersey that he wore one time in 12 games for the Clippers.
I've got one more good name that I want to get in. Corliss Williamson.
Great.
Corliss Williamson. Arkansas. Syracuse lost the game against Arkansas because Lucius Jackson called a timeout that they didn't have. Kind of like Chris Webber.
Yeah. Zion Williamson.
Nolan, we could do the coaches.
Zion Williamson at this rate is going to be more remembered for college.
Maybe. How about the coaches? I mean, Arkansas. I just had it. Nolan Richardson, okay. His famous line was 40 minutes of hell. That was Arkansas, playing Arkansas. One thing about...
Who's the guy who cheated in Arizona? He was always sweating through his shirts. Ooh. Something Miller.
Not Lute Olson, who was in Arizona forever.
No.
Sean Miller? Sean Miller, I believe, played at Pitt.
Sean Miller, there, he got his cheating scandal wasn't even the NCAA. It was like FBI wiretaps. Like the FBI showed up at his house. Yeah. He, by the way, is the... This is college sport because Patino's back, right? Patino had a scandal of all scandals. He goes to Italy for 3 years. He works his way back, and now he's at St. John's. Sean Miller, FBI wiretaps, and he's the coach at Xavier. He's back. Of course he is.
The tournament. It's beautiful, isn't it? So watching that.
Patino versus Calipari, by the way, in the next round.
Yeah.
First time since 2016.
That's where I tell you, like, Syracuse should probably hire Patino. Is that a better job than St. John's? It's a good question. I don't know.
It's anyway. A better, bigger conference, right?
There's talk of the ACC and the Big East merging. That's one big topic in college basketball today. All right, we're very late for the break.
The chat is like, yep, Sweaty Sean was his nickname.
All right. Hey, we can keep remembering if you want. I mean, like, it's a Friday. It's sunny. We're all mailing it in until the games are on, so, you know.
Yep.
Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
The go-ahead basket. One last try for the Bruins of UCLA to get into the Sweet 16. Knocked out last year in the first round by Tulsa. They don't want to lose this one. Edney going the distance. Yes!
Tyus Edney. Josh, was that Missouri? Yeah. He beat Missouri in the second round.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sure it was second round. End to end. Coast to coast. Off the glass, UCLA, they go on to win the title that year. Sometimes you have to escape, survive, and advance, as they say.
Yeah. By the way, they're talking about it now on ESPN. We just went through for name some players. The biggest stars, I think, for the second year in a row, player-wise, are in the women's game.
Like Paige Buckets,
Paige Buechers, and Juju Watkins, especially. Paige Van Leith, I think, is in TCU now in the tournament. And I would have a hard time naming a men's player that isn't Cooper Flagg and Duke. And I'm a pretty casual observer of both sports leading into the tournament.
Who's the second biggest star in college basketball? I mean, Cooper Flagg's without a doubt number one.
The men's side.
Yeah, the men's side. Who's the second biggest star?
Because, like, if we combine the two, I feel like four of the top five might be on the women's side.
Yeah.
I don't know who second is. I don't know. Does Duke have another guy, actually?
They do. But I feel like it's cheating if the two guys are on the same team.
Does North Carolina have a guy? They seem to always have someone that's more famous than they should be.
Bob in Rochester. Hey, Bob.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're great. Good.
I got a name for you guys. How about Jerome Lane, who played for the University of Pittsburgh? And
shattered a backboard.
Yeah. Yes.
Famously shattered a backboard, Jerome Lane.
Yeah, you said, send it in, Jerome.
Yep. Have you ever seen that clip, Joe?
No.
Yeah. Send it in. Send it in,
send
Jerome.
Send it in,
you
Jerome.
You got to say, yeah, Jerome Lane shatters a backboard. Shaq did that. Shaq
did it 7,000 times.
But Shaq did one different. Shaq didn't just shatter a backboard once. Shaq pulled the entire basket down.
Yeah.
The whole apparatus came down, which, you know, that's like urban legend stuff. The first time you ever heard, like, somebody broke, they shattered the backboard. But send it in, Jerome.
Send it in, Jerome. Look how old this clip looks. What year is this? 1992?
Okay, I would have guessed 88.
88.
Is it 88? Right.
It's 88. January 25th, 1988.
I couldn't remember Paul Harris's last name, but I could remember Jerome Lane was 1988.
Yeah. The game's over when that happens, right? He didn't even dunk it that hard. What's wrong with this backboard? He didn't dunk it that hard. I see 8,000 dunks more a night now that are worse than this one. It's fine. It's a good dunk. Right. Shaq, though, is like trying to break the backboard every time.
Yeah,
one of them,
it's not even the backboard. Like I said, it's the arm that holds the thing that he collapses.
They probably have backups for that now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, the game's not over if somebody today in one of the games shatters the backboard, I'm assuming.
No, I don't think so.
They would have be able to wheel one in or something.
803-0550. We remembered some guys. Good times. Good times had by all. Jeremy and Joe, tournament gets back up and rolling. Sal's going to be at Wayland today from 10 to 12 for his show.
Mm-hmm.
So talk a little tournament there. Too bad we don't have anybody local in, you know?
I know. Or even anything recent with that. And you could have thought Bonaventure was on their way when they started 14-1.
Yeah.
Is anyone close? Bonaventure has Woj now, right? And you might think that that's going to help them with NIT stuff. Did you see what he's doing, though, to help raise money for NIT?
NIL?
Sorry, thank you. NIL. They were in the NIT. He is selling his old cell phones for hundreds and hundreds of dollars for the NIT fund, or NIL fund. Like the phone that he broke the news that the NBA season was canceled on. You can buy for like $1,000 from Woj right now. Or you can buy the phone that he broke the Luka trade on. Not the Luka trade for him, I guess, but whatever big trade he would have broken. Durant to the Warriors, I think, was another one.
He's got a phone for that?
It's labeled, phone that broke the news, Durant to the Warriors. So that's their avenue, I guess, to getting some more players.
Interesting.
In Bonaventure. So I don't know. I don't know how close any of the other programs are.
Nice.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
I mean, Syracuse is...
not optimistic?
No, I don't know. I mean, I've attended games where they were number one in the country. You know, like that's...
Yeah.
To not be in it, to have fallen as far as they have... you know, it's tough. We had a good run. Good times.
Want some Sabres trivia?
Yeah, why not?
So yesterday, I don't know if you saw, I went down a rabbit hole trying to find how many arenas the Sabres have ever played in. Because they were playing in Utah yesterday.
They played in Rochester once.
They played in Rochester twice.
Okay. Does this count outdoor arenas like City Field and Hamilton Stadium?
Yes, it does. You already gave one of the answers.
Okay.
City and Ralph Wilson Stadium, of course.
Yep.
At the time. So I guess there's one other answer to this. The Sabres have played in two buildings that have hosted World Series games.
Okay. So.
So you got one of them.
City Field?
City Field. Mets.
And another building that hosted a World Series game.
Yeah. By the way, the answer is 80, well now with last night, 82 arenas and stadiums the Sabres have ever played in.
Yeah. This isn't
Would you have thought it would be that many?
Sure. New arenas, you know, two or three per team.
It's an average of like three per team. But they have a couple in Europe, right? And then there's the stadium ones.
That's right.
They're also, I was texting with Mike about this, Mike Shope, trying to figure out, because I couldn't find anything on the internet, why this happened. Like, why the Sabres played the Penguins in Sacramento, California in 1993? I'm asking Mike, and I'm texting Paul, too, like, what is going on? Because there was nothing on the internet. I finally found it. There was nothing on the Sabres page, but apparently Bettman in 93, because he wanted to expand the league, started putting neutral site games all around the country.
Wow.
So the Sabres played the Penguins in Sacramento. They played the Islanders in Minneapolis. There was no Minnesota team at the time. They played a couple games in Hamilton.
So the World Series game
inflated the number too.
Was what, the Twin Dome?
The other World Series game was against the Lightning. Did not know this. The Lightning played for 3 years at what is now known as Tropicana Field.
Yeah.
And then it was known as the Thunderdome.
That's how the
and they put a curtain up.
That's how the Lightning had the largest ever playoff attendance in NHL history.
Yeah, they still have that record.
Yeah,
28,000.
They played in that huge building.
And I saw a picture of it, and it's that ballpark, and there's just a massive blue curtain down the middle, which I guess for you wouldn't be unusual because Syracuse does that for basketball.
Syracuse basketball for decades.
Okay, well the Lightning did that for hockey for a while. So therefore, the Sabres have played in two buildings that World Series games have taken place at.
Meanwhile, speaking of more NHL buildings, Kevin Weeks tweeted yesterday, NHL insider Kevin Weeks, that the NHL is going to go to 34 and wants to go to 36 teams. So if you're adding four teams, you tell me if I'm wrong. I think the four are already, well, I don't know how far down the road any of them are, but the four cities are New Orleans.
Yep.
Houston.
Yep.
Atlanta.
Yep.
Arizona.
I think I bet Bettman wants the fourth to be Arizona, but they've been trying forever.
Oh, I know, yeah.
Like there's no guarantee at all that they're going to get that community doesn't want it. Can they tell right or do they just hate the Coyotes ownership so much
it's that and it's the location.
Yeah.
But Utah's been very successful so far. Their owner, by the way.
Did you mention Atlanta?
I did.
You did, okay.
Atlanta, Houston, New Orleans, and Arizona are the four.
Yep. I mean, there's other
Quebec
markets. Quebec, they're never going back to Quebec. Quebec built an NHL arena 10 years ago, and they haven't talked to them. Have they picked up the phone? They have a 20,000 seat arena.
Yeah.
They don't play there. They probably would call, I don't know, what are other markets that don't have teams? They would call Kansas City, Cleveland, and Portland first, wouldn't they?
They might.
Didn't Portland want the Sabres?
That was the big boogeyman at the time was Portland.
In 2003?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Paul Allen?
I think so.
Call him up. Does he want a team now? What's their goal, though? These other leagues, I think, are slowing down, right? The NFL's not expanding. Well, unless they do Europe.
The NHL's goal is, of course, like every league, it's growth. But owners are allowing it because they just get giant checks. And in a league where you have a lot of teams that don't make money, hey, here's one way to help you out. Some guy in Houston's going to write you a check for $40 million.
Right.
Which for some of these teams, they might come out in the black by $2 million. Oh, here's 20 seasons of profit. Here.
Yeah.
Just for an expansion. I mean, The expansion fees are going up. To the point on franchise sales as well, the Celtics just sold for $6
billion. Yeah.
Every franchise sale keeps going up and setting records. The next NHL team will not set a record. It won't come close to NBA or NFL. But
an NBA franchise coming over top of the top NFL franchise, though, was surprising.
That's the Celtics, I guess.
Yeah.
One thing, you know, whatever. Like, occasionally you get people shouting about the Sabres, and could they sell the Sabres? There was a rumor they're trying to sell, blah, blah, blah. And I think with the Sabres, just an obvious question is, I can't even imagine anybody buying them.
Sabres.
Because the price of a franchise now, like if the Pegulas decided to sell the Sabres, they would make an incredible return on investment after what they paid. But who's going to spend that money to not make money? The thing about spending $6 billion on the Celtics or $5 billion on the Commanders is you're going to make money all the time.
Yeah.
Buying an NFL franchise is buying a money tree. Buying an NHL franchise, that is not the case.
Well,
unless you're going to flip it, and flipping Buffalo means you're buying them and then moving them.
You're not flipping
Buffalo for more value. I mean, if the Pegulas wanted to sell, they could, but I don't know that that's going to be able to be marketable anymore to flip it again. So
if you want to buy, who's the person that wants to buy the Sabres? Because if you want to buy a sports franchise that makes money, you're not looking at them. What you're looking at is, what's Ryan Smith, the owner of Utah Hockey Club, doing right now? He's a young guy who walks around, he wears a hoodie, right? He's cool, right? And you see the thing yesterday? He only charges his fans $1 to watch all the games. What's he doing? It's his toy.
Yeah.
He bought a Ferrari, and he wants to play with it. And that's the only thing. You would need somebody that would look at the Sabres and think, that's going to be my toy.
14 years ago, that's what was said about them.
I know.
You know, like that's what they were supposed
to. 2 years, maybe, it felt like that's what, Dan Appreciation Night and Aeroff 10-year contract. Like, maybe it felt like a helicopter to go get Robin Regier. Maybe that's what they were doing, and then it just.
The league got a lot more expensive.
Dried up.
803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. So that's just a point to comment on. Like, if you say sell the team, I don't think it's just as easy. I don't know how many buyers there even would be. All right, Extendo Sports, we'll pass things off to Sal, who's dialing up from Wayland. Are they connected? All right, we'll check it with Sal. He's down there at Wayland. Can he pass me a beer through the airwaves, through the microphone? It's only 9:47. It's fine. 9:48. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550. 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
All right, Sal Capaccio dialing up from Wayland Brewing, a show broadcasting live. What's up?
I have never been here. It's amazing. It's incredible. Come here today, everybody.
Right?
We're doing the show. Yeah,
it's awesome.
It's really awesome. Wayland Brewery. It is 3740 North Buffalo Street in Orchard Park. So come on down. We're going to have the show here today, and we're going to watch some college basketball. Got some great food. Got some great drinks. We got WGR merch, giveaways.
Nice.
Very, very cool to come down here. I got a question for you guys real quick.
Okay.
All right. I was thinking about this. Is Rick Pitino, do you think if you took every team he was the head coach of, is he the person that's had the most name brands he's been the head coach of anybody ever?
Oh, because he's been...
You ready for this?
I bet depending on your age, you're gonna think of him with a different team.
Yeah.
Like for me, he's Louisville, but I'm guessing for others, he's Kentucky.
How about this? Ready? He's been the head coach at Providence, the Knicks, Kentucky, the Celtics, Louisville, Iona, and St. John's.
Yeah.
I knew the Celtics. I didn't know the Knicks. When's the Knicks?
Okay, now the only person I thought of that could rival him might be Larry Brown. He's
Larry
been
Brown,
the Denver
Kansas,
Nuggets.
Kansas, Sixers.
Yes. UCLA, the Spurs, the Clippers, the 76ers, the Pistons, the Knicks. I think it might be him.
That's
but isn't
answer.
That crazy?
Yeah.
Good answer.
Mean, Jeremy wants him as the next Syracuse coach.
I do. Why not?
Pitino?
Yeah.
I mean, he started off as an assistant there. His first real job was an assistant under Boeheim in the late 70s.
He's got ties. Anything, Sal. Anything to get the program turned around.
I know, buddy. I know. They're not going to fire Red, though. They're going to give him one more year.
Sal, get the white pizza. Get everything. The food's great.
I haven't had everything's amazing, yeah.
Yeah.
They have an all-day fish fry here today.
Oh.
I'm assuming you're set up inside?
I am set up inside.
Okay.
I got a nice – the sun is shining right on me here. It's
the
nice.
The patio as well is just unbelievable.
Oh, it's beautiful,
Well, have a good time. I'm not going to get out there for your show. I'm going out later today. So anybody that's out there later today, we'll be out there later this evening. Have a good time. All right, Sal's on the way from Wayland, and enjoy tourney day number two. We'll be back on Monday. Actually, I'm on vacation, so Joe's back on Monday. Cheers.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.